Hello everyone. For those who don't know me, my name's Kapal Fakuri. I'm Lebanese and a part of a family of two brothers, one sister and parents, Madeline and Court Fakuri. I was brought up in a Catholic family doing what a normal Catholic would do. I'm going to church every Easter and Christmas, having a Bible but never actually reading it, and being baptized at the age of 6 months, which made no sense because I didn't even know who God was. Every day for me was a set routine, getting up every morning, going to school, doing my homework, going to sleep, and starting it all over again. Every day to me was like a relaxing holiday. Everything was going too well. In 2011, we decided to go to Lebanon for 3 months, but the whole trip was messed up. My so-called relaxing life was turning to hell on earth. Fights occurred every day between my parents, and I couldn't go to sleep. I was feeling troubled, like the devil was playing Russian roulette in my head. I started to envy my brothers and sisters because my sister, being the eldest, got more power and my brothers, being the youngest, got all the attention. I started to hate them all. They were no longer my family, but they were my enemies. Not long after that, we had come from Lebanon. We started to look for a piano teacher, and my mom came across Janet, whose husband just happened to be a preacher. This is where our lives started to change a lot. We started to go to Grace Bible Baptist Church in 2012, and pastor's messages started to sink deeper and deeper into my mind. After a while, my parents and my sister got saved, and things really started to change. I figured that my mom got saved by the way she had always all of a sudden started singing hymns in the shower. My dad's love grew more and more on us, and my sister actually treated me as if I existed. As the months went by, we started to do piano lessons at Sister Janet's house. And when I was dying of boredom, waiting for my turn, Pastor Charlie would come and tell me little messages about salvation. This was the point where I started to really think about my eternity. On the 5th of May this year, after the morning service, I was talking to Pastor Charlie, and he asked me, "Are you still struggling with your assurance regarding salvation?" I said, "I know what to do." Told him what I need to do. He asked what was stopping me from receiving Jesus as my Lord Savior. I told him nothing. So Brother prayed for me and that nothing would happen and that Satan would not change my mind. This troubled me all the way home, and when I got there, I bowed on my knees and cried out to God to ask me to save me. Amen. When I done this, I felt a heavy load of frustration and discouragement lift off my shoulders. It took me a while to tell my mom, but it was my sister's encouragement and boost which led me to joy. Praise the Lord for sisters. Amen. From that point on, my life has changed. I have a stronger relationship with God, Amen. And with my family, and a proper relationship with God. He was no longer the little G in my life, but He was the God of my salvation. I know that what God has given me is unconditional love, and that I look forward to spending my eternity with Him. I am to live my life with God and not with Satan, to give Him and show Him my love and to share His word with others. Ephesians 4:31-32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away with you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Thank you.